By way of introduction, my name's Jonathan Wright. I'm an artist based in the southeastern corner of England. I've worked for many years with art installations that involve sound and radio transmissions. I work extensively with a group named Folkestone Fringe. Content for the next hour's broadcast comes from various sources. The broadcast represents an extension of a gallery show I curated in 2011 entitled The Quiet and the Still. All the work in the exhibition was sound-based, but none of the work made any sound. Everything was mute. The show was inspired by a quote made by Gösta Kraken that had provoked Russell Hoban to write the remarkable book Fremde. Being is not a steady state, but an occulting one. We are all of us a succession of stillness blurring into motion on the wheel of action. And it is in those spaces of black, between the pictures, that we find the heart of mystery in which we are never allowed to rest. These spaces of black can be transcended by sound. Sound can reach beyond the visual. I've extended the scope of the work presented in consideration of Marcel Duchamp's Infrathin and his assertion that the notion is impossible to define. One can only give examples of it. I have also borne in mind the surreal book Impressions of Africa, of which Duchamp was so fond. Sounds that are intuitively indulged and savoured can become more profound when attached to further layers of meaning. We hear more deeply on listening again, especially if we are offered more information to unravel these layers. Being able to transfer this curation into a transmission is a remarkable opportunity. The running order is as follows. Litany, a work made by me as an immediate reaction to arriving at the Wave Farm. Breathe is Sean Gledhill's piece made using news footage broadcast in the build-up to the Iraq War. Bandina Rockpool, Honey Beehive, C-Series, and an excerpt from Sonata for Clarinet and Oudar are field recording works by Jez Riley French. These are very subtle recordings. Joseph Hatch Made Me in 1608 by Diane Dever and Jerry Kelly is an excerpt from a work made in response to the interior of a medieval clock tower. Fierce Temper, Harm Tempts Us, and All Things Are Changing were made by the artist in response to the Wave Farm using tinnitus recordings. Walk is a piece by the artist directly inspired by the environment of the Wave Farm and its atmosphere. Finally, Siren Song is a work carried over from the quiet and the still, represented as a transmission based on a fresh translation by the artist of Kafka's Silence of the Sirens, performed by Ziggy Ellison.
Thank you. Hearing, spherical, vision, directional. Hearing immerses, subject. Vision offers a perspective. Sound, comes to us. Vision travels to its object.
Hearing is,
concerned with interiors. Vision with surfaces.
Hearing,
involves a physical contact with the outside world. Vision requires distance from it.
Hearing,
places us inside an event. Seeing gives us a perspective on the event.
Hearing,
is about effect. Vision is about intellect.
Hearing,
is primarily, temporal sense. Vision is a primarily spatial sense.
Hearing,
is a sense that immerses us in the world. Vision is a sense that removes us from it.
Yeah.
fierce temper, 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 fierce temper.
Changing, all things are 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 changing.
Safe, keep me sane, keep me dry, keep me from harm, keep me warm, keep me fed, keep me in health, keep me from the dark, keep me from storms, keep me awake, keep me from seclusion, keep me safe, keep me sane, keep me dry, keep me from harm, keep me warm, keep me from the dark, keep me fed, keep me from storms, keep me in health, keep me from seclusion, keep me awake, keep me safe. Keep me dry, keep me warm, keep me in health, keep me from storms, keep me awake, keep me from seclusion, keep me from the dark, keep me fed, keep me from harm, keep me sane, keep me safe, keep me sane, keep me dry, keep me from harm, keep me from the dark, keep me warm, keep me from storms, keep me fed, keep me in health, keep me awake, keep me safe, keep me sane, keep me dry, keep me from harm, keep me warm, keep me fed, keep me in health, keep me from the dark.
I had thought from storms, but I was
awake. Keep me from seclusion,
wrong.
Keep me safe.
I had thought that I understood.
Keep me dry.
I was listening to.
Keep me from harm,
but I was wrong.
Warm. Keep me from the dark.
I had thought that I understood.
Keep me from storms. Keep me in health. Keep me from seclusion.
I had thought that I understood. I was listening to.
Keep me safe. Keep me dry. Keep me warm.
I had thought that I understood.
Keep me from the storm.
This is a place awake.
I was wrong.
Keep me from seclusion.
No place.
I had from the dark
that I understood.
I was listening to.
Keep me from harm.
But I was wrong.
Keep me sane.
This is a place apart.
I had safe.
All that I understood.
Sane.
I was
dry.
Where you can always hear a pin drop.
Keep me from the dark.
I had the warm
that I understood.
From storms.
Keep me fed.
No place. Keep
me from health.
Where you can always hear a pin drop.
I had
the
drop.
That
I
understood.
Safe. Keep me sane.
This is a place
dry.
I was wrong.
From harm.
Keep me warm.
I had thought.
Keep me fed.
Here,
I was listening to.
Keep me from the dark.
But I was wrong.
Keep me from storms.
Hard.
I had me awake.
That I understood.
From seclusion.
I was listening to.
Keep me safe.
Scientific
process. Sane.
Keep me dry.
This is a place of mind.
Keep me warm. Keep
me
dark.
Keep me from storms. Keep me in health.
This is a place
from seclusion.
There is a belief.
Keep me
scientific process.
Keep me safe.
Always here.
Keep me dry.
Remind the listener.
Keep me warm.
Discovery and eventually
health.
Keep
me from storm.
Involves passion.
Awake.
And love.
Keep me from seclusion.
Keep
me from the dark.
There is a belief.
Fed.
The scientific
keep me from harm.
It's an
unemotional
one. No place.
Remind
the
safe.
Listener
keep
always
me sane.
Keep
me dry. Keep me from harm.
Passion is a place
from the dark.
Keep
me warm.
And no place.
Keep me from storms.
There is a belief.
Keep me fed.
Scientific process.
In health.
It's an unemotional
wake.
This is a place
keep me safe. Keep me sane. Keep me dry.
Keep
me from harm.
Keep
me fed. Keep me in health.
This is a place
keep me from the dark.
There's a belief.
Scientific
storm vanishing point.
Keep me awake.
Always
here.
From
seclusion.
Through the eye of a needle.
Keep me safe.
And it may become
vulnerable. Keep me dry. Keep me from harm.
Keep me warm.
Keep me from the dark.
There is a belief.
Fed.
There's a vanishing point.
From storms.
Keep me
in health.
Remind
the
eye of
seclusion
upon it
become my awake.
All disciplines.
Keep me safe.
Passion.
Keep me dry.
Keep
me warm. Keep me in health.
There
keep
is a belief
from storms.
Scientific
keep
process
awake.
May be compressed.
An emotional
seclusion.
Through
the eye of
a needle.
The
dark.
Fed.
All
disciplines
harm.
Keep me
sane.
And see things most
clearly. Keep me safe. Keep me sane. Keep me dry.
Vanishing point.
Keep me from harm.
May be compressed.
Keep me from the dark.
Pass through the eye of a needle. Whereupon it may become
storms.
Keep
me fed.
This vanishing point.
Keep me in health.
May be here and see things most clearly.
Keep me safe. Keep me sane. Keep me dry.
Keep me from
harm.
Keep
me warm.
Pass through the eye of a needle. Whereupon it may become
vulnerable. Keep me from the dark.
This vanishing point.
Storms.
Keep me
awake.
Most clearly.
Keep me from seclusion.
Keep
me safe.
The vanishing point.
Keep me sane.
Keep me dry.
Keep me from harm.
Keep me warm. Keep
me from the dark.
Keep
me fed.
Keep
me from storms. Keep me in health. Keep me from seclusion.
The vanishing point.
Keep me awake.
Keep
me safe.
Pass through the eye of a needle.
Keep
me dry. Keep
me warm.
Keep
me
from
storms.
Keep
me from
storms.
Keep me awake. Keep me from seclusion. Keep me from the dark.
This is a place.
Keep me fed.
Keep
me from harm,
no place.
Keep me sane.
You can always hear a pin drop.
We sirens are lolling here in our meadow. Heaps of corpses rotting away around us, rags of skin shrivelling on their bones. Says one, we are the charms of the Gulf of Naples. No, says another, we are chaste princesses. I say, we are neither chaste nor priestesses, but exactly the reverse. We are sunbeams, perilous cliffs, a race of peaceful shepherds, symbols of persuasion. Cannibals, planetary spirits, prophets. A species of oriental owl. We are true, harmonious faculties of the soul. We are penguins. He did it to protect himself from us, perhaps understandably. Ulysses put beeswax in his ears and had his crew bind him to the mast of the ship. Well, it is perhaps surprising that no one had thought of this before. The chance to witness our beauty and not be destroyed by it using such a simple trick as this. After all the stories of our allure have travelled all over the world. We are infamous. Why not think to make preparations? We know, of course, that these were in reality quite futile. Our song can pierce through everything. And once our voice reaches into the head of those who come near, they become capable of formidable strength. They may easily liberate themselves from any fetter and make their way freely toward us. Ulysses perhaps believed this to be exaggerated. In his arrogance, blithely carrying on with his subterfuge, despite history disproving his assertion. His faith unshakable, he was sure the wax would save him, his chains would hold. A confident smile flickered across his face. Confident that his plan would work, he would elude us. We, however, have a more powerful weapon. More devastating than our song, this is our silence. It is possible that someone can, in theory, evade the effects of our singing, a thing that has, of course, never happened. It is even more certain, indeed, it is impossible for anyone to be untouched by our silence. This is inconceivable. But Ulysses begins to imagine his victory, swelling with a celebration of cleverness and deception, savouring the resulting elation. Breathless and trembling, this feeling overcomes everything in its way. It is irresistible. It was thus that Ulysses ventured towards us, and we, still more potent, decided not to sing. Ulysses was different. He called for a different approach. So, we had decided on silence. He, with innocent, insolent face, concentrated on his guile, his wax warming in his ears, the cold chains warming to his contact. We were, it is true, distracted from our task. It was so. He mistakenly thought that we were singing. He wasn't trying to hear us, so he could not hear our silence either, believing his situation unique. He would have seen our throats rising and falling, our breasts swelling and collapsing, the tears rolling from our eyes, the gentle motion of our lips, indicating us to be in full song. For Ulysses, our notes fell harmlessly around him like arrows missing their target. He became still more confident, convinced of his success. We faded away in the light of his victory. His thoughts and vision turned inwards, his eyes fixed on the horizon. He lost all interest in us. We no longer existed. And it was at this very moment that he sailed closest to us. For us, such glorious beauties, we followed his progress, turning our lithe and graceful bodies, our tresses of hair like quicksilver in the sun mimicked our movements. Like contented big cats, we dug our claws into the earth and pawed its surface. The desire to allure had gone. And instead, we gave ourselves to a fascination with Ulysses. His innocent reflection, his distant gaze was now a trap for us, and we did not want it to end. Oh, if we had been ordinary mortals, the roles would have been reversed. It would be us meeting our end, our destruction, in a moment. The reality is that we are still the sirens. So we stayed as we were. And ultimately, all that happened was that Ulysses escaped our song. and his destruction. Ulysses, cunning and arrogant like a wily fox, could at that moment have resisted the goddess of fate herself. We cannot know if he was aware that we only faked our song. Can a mere human really reach such a level of awareness? Or was it merely chance? Could he have known that we were silent? Surely it cannot be that he knowingly fooled us and the gods by using his chicanery as protection, a kind of shield crafted from doubt. It is simply unjust to believe that we sirens are solely seducers, seductresses. We are armed with claws and infertile wombs and a fatal song. It is our means of sharing our sense of injustice. We deserve to complain, and we deserve to be heard. It is not our fault that those complaints are so deadly.
In order to sum up, I find a quote from Jez Riley French, one of the contributing artists, most apposite. Whenever I'm asked what it is I do or how I want to be referred to when it comes to my creative explorations, the words composer, field recordist, artist are often ones that are applied to how these areas are perceived. However, when it comes to music stroke sound, then for me the word listener comes first. I spend more time listening than recording these days. To listen closer, deeper, better is one of the key points and most rewarding aspects of these explorations. I have to thank Galen Joseph Hunter and Tom Rowe for inviting me to attend the Wave Farm as an artist in residence. It is indeed a remarkable place in which to work and an equally remarkable resource supplying such a unique transmission arts platform. Their archive is rich and captivating in its diversity and easily accessible. Their boundless energy and determination are impressive and fortunately contagious. Their welcome and support throughout my time here has helped me produce a great deal of work in a short and intense time. I look forward to future collaborations across the pond.